The Nigerian Defense Authorities rejected Amnesty International's reporting, saying that military personnel operate within the scope of international laws of conflict. A statement said the military has, quote, self-regulating mechanisms to address any proven case of misconduct, end quote, by its operatives. The report from Amnesty International, titled Help Us Build Our Lives, said women and girls who survived Boko Haram captivity were subjected to further suffering, including prolonged unlawful detention by the military and inadequate support by authorities for them to rebuild their lives. Issa Sanusi is Amnesty International's Nigeria director.
We still stand by what we have said. We believe that if somebody is saying that what you are saying is not true or something, he should provide an evidence. This research took more than a year, and it is based on interviews with over 126 people.
The Amnesty report said girls who were not detained were left to fend for themselves in camps where they sometimes reunite with former or so-called repentant Boko Haram husbands, putting them at risk of continued abuse from the men.
These girls were picked when they were children. They didn't give their consent. They were forced. And what they went through is more or less human trafficking and abduction. Therefore, it is completely based on illegitimacy. And it is unacceptable that they will be kept in government-run camps and pretend that they are married or something. Even if the girls say that they want to live with them, an investigation should be done and in a free atmosphere without any coercion.
Nigerian troops have been fighting Boko Haram insurgents in northeast Nigeria since 2009. The group's rebellion has killed more than 35,000 people and displaced millions, according to the United Nations. The Nigerian military's approach and tactics have often sparked criticism. Nigerian authorities said the military will engage with Amnesty International, but said authorities were, quote, unperturbed by such self-serving statements targeted at dampening the morale of troops, end quote. Security analyst Senator Irebu says the matter is a delicate topic and must be treated with caution.
Anything associated with Boko Haram, it's a sensitive matter. There are a lot of misgiving over this so-called rehabilitation or integration of Boko Haram terrorists. For the military itself, they are also in a very delicate situation. For once these victims or survivors are rescued, I think there's a detention facility where they are being vetted. Now, the challenge is, how long are they being vetted? The question, because the military in the first place are not even trained for the route they are playing.
Last year, a Reuters news agency investigation accused the military of secretly running a mass abortion program for girls and women rescued from Boko Haram. Authorities set up an investigation into the matter, but Amnesty International says the findings are shrouded in secrecy. Irebu says sometimes overzealous personnel are to blame for the misconduct.
The military as an institution might have committed to observing human rights, but there may be individual officers and soldiers that might have committed right violation in their own action. What I expected military is that, okay, we will investigate.
Amnesty says before releasing the report, it presented Nigeria's federal and state authorities as well as the UN with its findings. The military referred to Amnesty International's sources as, quote, intrinsically unreliable, end quote. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.